Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Zara and Leah with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Clive Palmer has received criticisms from the Fair Work Commission following the sudden termination of 125 workers at his Queensland resort. Workers will be compensated tens of thousands of dollars after Australia's Workplace Tribunal rules that employees were unfairly dismissed. At least three former employees have challenged the dismissal, including Mr. Fitzpatrick, explaining the lack of income has caused stress and anxiety due to his rent and family needs. Among those sacked were tradesmen from Dreammasters, a subsidiary of Mr. Palmer's mineralogy company, who are working on a $100 million redevelopment of the Palmer Coolum Resort.
Queenslanders are being encouraged to prioritize good hygiene habits and avoid swimming in water bodies like rivers, creeks and dams following heavy rain. This warning comes as 823 cases of cryptosporidiosis have been reported in Queensland in 2024 alone. Queensland Health typically receives around 500 cases annually, and this rapid rise of the parasitic disease may be linked to recent heavy rainfalls across the state.
In national news, researchers at the Queensland Brain Institute are suggesting young Australian children are failing to get adequate nutrition in early childcare centres. Investigations across over 1,600 centres for Australia's early childhood education and care have shown serious deficiencies in the amount and types of food provided, especially in disadvantaged areas. Research also showed that poor nutrition not only has heavy effects on children's behavior throughout the day, but also potentially impacts their primary and secondary schooling outcomes.
A primary school in Sydney will switch to remote learning for the next 2 days after asbestos was found in their garden mulch. According to the Cancer Council, if breathed in, asbestos can become trapped in the lungs, increasing the risk of developing lung, ovary, and larynx cancers. The discovery of asbestos at Liverpool West Primary School follows a similar discovery at the newly opened park at Roselle Interchange, which has purchased mulch from the same manufacturer. Efforts are being taken by the Environment Protection Authority to ensure the school is safe and asbestos-free before students return. Additionally, the manufacturer will be fully investigated to ensure no future occurrences.
In international news, the delay in the Senegalese presidential elections has caused civil unrest as protesters crashed into the capital. Riot police used tear gas, rubber bullets aimed at large crowds, stun grenades, and threw stones. The protesters waved signs including the country's flag and a slogan with the words, "Macky Sall is a dictator." There are three confirmed deaths from this protest, including a 16-year-old boy.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.